Can you hear me?
There
Oh, perfect. I wish I had the answer to this, but I can speak on the issues of Rohingya in Malaysia because I have lived refugee experience and I did visit my community just a couple of months ago that are currently living in extremely dire conditions in Malaysia itself. So as you know, Malaysia is not a convention, part of the 1951 Refugee Convention, and without documentation that leads to a cycle of violence for Rohingya. In Malaysia, when I visited, I spoke to the women and they spoke about how the lack of documentation doesn't allow for their children to attend schooling. And if the children cannot go to school, then the parents cannot go to work and it becomes an ongoing cycle. So I guess the key to this is the need for protection for Rohingya that are already displaced in the region. And being stateless has become a key barrier for Rohingya to strive in host communities. And I myself didn't have any schooling for the first 8 years and a half of my life until I went to Australia. And this cycle of poverty is only going to continue if we don't protect Rohingya that are already displaced in the region.